Thanks for tuning into the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can do so on our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone.
We just watched the first two episodes of Rings of Power. I'm Adelia. I'm here with Greg and with French. And we're going to give our thoughts on the first two episodes. We'll be watching the whole series over on our Patreon, patreon.com/LGR_network, if you're interested in joining us. Let's start with you, Greg. What'd you think?
Man, it was... It's a lot for me to digest all at one time. It was just so much beautiful scenery, so many story plots going at one time. You know, me not having the greatest, you know, comprehension of Lord of the Rings, you know, just being a casual fan, I was trying to get into it and try to figure out what's going on. The second episode, I was more locked in. I think the second episode is when I really locked into all the storylines and kind of got... The first was like, oh, man, so much stuff going on, trying to keep up with, like, who's her, you know, what's going on with this, da, 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 da. Then it's kind of slowed down for me a little bit. So I was like, all right, cool. But overall, just beautiful shot. I mean, I'm enjoying, I'm fully invested. I would start the next episode if I could. So all in all, great time so far.
All right. French, what did you think?
I agree with a lot of what Greg said. You know, the table is set for the rest of the series. I've watched this a handful of times now, and yeah, I'm trying not to over talk about the breadcrumbs I see as it goes by. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, the acting, you've already gotten the hook in. The acting is great. Especially between some of the characters, the dialogue back and forth is enjoyable. The sets and scenery are just gorgeous. And the music is, again, aside from Howard Shore's credit intro, the music is new, but it's all different and it's all beautiful. You know, it works great with the story, and it's going to pay off for anybody who puts the time in, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen these first two episodes before, but I've not seen the rest of the series. But I saw the first two episodes a year ago when they came out. Ooh, so this was a refresher for me.
And like Greg had said earlier, you know, there's just enough. I mean, yeah, they're trying to get the story they're going to tell in this series in there, and obviously everything is set in Middle Earth, but they're getting just enough of the Tolkien deep cuts,
yeah,
to please, you know, that the book nerds like myself who have read a bunch of this, you know, most of this stuff, yeah, we recognize that, you know, Celebrimbor and Eregion, we know what that those words mean, and we know what that means. Other people, it might be new, but they're going to figure it out. You know, it's going to pay off. Whereas some of us who have read it, now we're geeked because we know what's going to happen. We can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I loved the map transitions in these episodes, telling us where we were headed to. And I just loved all of that. I thought the acting was terrific. I'm LGRN's resident Lord of the Rings, you know, nerd. So this is my kind of show. I don't know why I have waited so long to watch it, other than the fact that I've just been incredibly busy. But I really loved these first two episodes. I cannot wait to see where they're taking this, even though I kind of have some ideas from having read the books. Arondir and Bronwyn, I believe, are new characters for the show. And her son Theo and that sword, I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, that's I don't have nothing that I know of references that in the
canon. Yeah. But I enjoyed their storyline. I'm enjoying this storyline with Galadriel, and I'm fascinated with Elrond and the dwarves. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, yeah, but I just am.
And I mentioned it earlier, is that the Elrond we're seeing now is going to be beaten by the on the anvil of life for a while to become the character we see Hugo Weaving portray in the Peter Jackson movies.
Absolutely. He's very different in this
series. There is still a lot to happen, and Elrond's going to be part of most of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's late where all of us are, so let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And until next time, we are out.